Today, we're actually taking a little bit of a break of our Women from the Old Testament Bible study because I wanted to talk about a topic that I think is incredibly relevant, and that is the news. I don't know if you're like me, but I tend to have or can have a somewhat unhealthy relationship with the news. And as we head into a news cycle that's going to get more and more intense as we're headed into November elections and there's wars around the world and all sorts of things that can steal our peace, I wanted to have a conversation about how we can balance as believers the need to know the information so we can pray and respond, but also not let it steal our joy and our peace, and make sure that we're balancing that out with God's word being the grounding principle for our lives. So stay tuned, and I pray that this episode is a blessing for you the way it was for me.
Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? Or have you been in a season where it feels like He's completely silent? Have you been praying for a way to learn how to hear His voice more clearly? Hey friends, I'm Rachel, host of the Hearing Jesus podcast. If you are ready to grow in your faith and to confidently step into your identity in Christ, then join me as we dig deep into God's word so you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life.
The Hearing Jesus podcast is so excited to partner with Compassion International. We believe in Compassion's mission to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. I've seen the impact myself through the letters and the updates that I've received as a sponsor. It's not just changing the lives of children, it's changing entire families, whole communities, always through the local church and always in Jesus' name. When you sponsor a child, you ensure access to quality education, medical checkups, healthy food, clean water, and most importantly, the love of Jesus, delivered through a church in their community because of a generous, caring sponsor like you. And you can speak life, love, and hope to your sponsored child through personal letters that you'll exchange. I hope you'll join me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. All you have to do is pull out your phone, open up a text, and text Hearing Jesus to 83393. You'll get back a text with a picture of a child who is waiting for a sponsor and a link to sponsor that child. You can also go to compassion.com/hearingjesus to choose a boy or a girl to sponsor. When you sponsor a child, we will send you a copy of She Hears, Learning to Listen to Jesus, my Bible study, as a token of our thanks for investing in the life of a child. Thank you for joining me in sponsoring a child through Compassion today. Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl, and today I have a special guest with me, my new friend, Jason. And I invited Jason to come on the show because I don't know if you guys are like me, but as we kind of creep closer to November, I am noticing just an intense pickup in the news cycle. And I am somebody that like is a recovering news junkie, admittedly. And I have found Jason's resource, Pour Over News, to be something that has just served me really, really well in the season that I'm in. And as we head into this news cycle that is going to continue to hit us between now and November, I thought it would be a benefit to just introduce you guys to the resources that he has available and also talk about this larger conversation about this tension we find ourselves in as believers when we're trying to be informed with the news. So Jason, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
So Jason, I thought it'd be helpful to just maybe start from scratch and tell people a little bit about your background, about Pour Over, and how you got started and why as believers, this is something that we need to be paying attention to.
Yeah. So the Pour Over started as a personal exercise for me back in 2018. I felt like I had a unhealthy relationship with the news. I liked the news. I liked being informed. I didn't like how much it impacted my mood and my worldview and all that. And so I said, hey, it feels right to me that I should be informed. But it also feels wrong to me that I would allow secular or overtly political news organizations to have such an outsized voice into my life. And so I started, it's like, hey, I'm just going to summarize the biggest, most visible news of the day, and pair it with some Christian reminder, a Christian perspective. And that's really, it has morphed a little bit, but that is what the pour over is today. And for years, it really was just a personal exercise. It was me and a couple friends. We wrote it and sent it to people for accountability to make sure that we were doing it. And at some point it started growing a lot, and it grew a lot in 2020, right around, the election cycle for all the reasons you mentioned. It's just, is kind of a dumpster fire of news, and has gotten worse over the last few election cycles. And so that is really kind of close to the heart of the pour over, is saying, how do Christians remain informed but focus on Christ? And what is a kind of spiritually healthy relationship with the news?
Yeah, I love that, because, you know, for me, before I found the pour over, what I would do is I would kind of bounce. I would go and watch or read stuff from the conservative network, and then I would go and watch and read stuff from the not so conservative network. And then I'd kind of like try to pray about the balance between the two, because there's this undercurrent of politics on both sides of that. And so what I have found is, it's such a good resource, because it's really this biblical lens through letting go of the politics and the political side of things, but really having this informed perspective. And then also that reminder of scripture that you throw in there. I love that, because so often we want to watch the news, like you said, and be informed, but then just get so discouraged by some of the things that we're reading or hearing, or forgetting that God knows what's going on. And so I love that perspective. You know, how as a believer do you feel like Christian media plays in when we are realistically looking at a lot of the mainstream media has these, like I said, political undercurrents, their funding and all those kinds of things. There's already a filter or a lens that they're approaching things with. So how as believers can we kind of navigate that tension?
Yeah, I think so. One of the places that we try to start is, why are you reading the news? What is the purpose, the personal and spiritual? What is the value from the news? And let's try to get that value while also acknowledging that too much news, like we all know people who are over-newsed. they consume too much, and like we see that too much news is bad for people's souls, relationships, mental health, makes them hard to be around. And yet it feels like we don't blame the news. Like there's still this kind of, bias towards, well, of course being informed is better. Like, of course having more information is better. And it's like, well, but clearly there's some limit to that, or we're not able to get information that is better, because we, again, know people that spend more time in the news and seem to have worse personal and spiritual outcomes. And so what is the purpose for following the news or consuming the news? And let's also tie that back to, I want to consume as little as possible, because I want to be most influenced by things other than a news network. And so one of the things we say is 5 to 10 minutes a day is more than enough. And that's an average. We fully endorse just taking days off from the news entirely and saying, like, you know, have a news Sabbath. But that 5 to 10 minutes is not much. And it kind of inherently means I'm not going to watch the news. I'm not going to listen to hour-long news podcasts or hour-long podcasts or 3-hour podcasts that have political guests or things, because those then just have an outsized influence on our worldview, when we want that outsized influence to be Christ and Christian relationships. So that's one of the things we look at, is just do an audit of how much time you spend with God. Or God and Christian community. Like, you can throw in going to church, going to Bible study, things like listening to Christian podcasts, reading Christian books, all these things. How much time and influence does God have on your life, in your life, as opposed to Fox, CNN, Pod Save America, Ben Shapiro, whatever your podcast is, and and make sure that those are in balance and reflect what you want them to reflect, which is I'm a Christian first who happens to be an American who happens to vote for a Democrat or a Republican, not I am a Democrat in America who happens to go to church, you know, and that is often how our time often reflects that we are more a political, more a member of a political party than a follower of Christ.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought that was so interesting when that figure came up 5 to 10 minutes, I was kind of shocked by that. Like, but then if I think about it, it's when I head over that number is when I start like down that trajectory of fear or worry or concern or, you know, the war, just all sorts of things. And so I think the tie back to everything in balance and like you said, doing an audit of seeing how much time am I spending in God's word versus how much time am I consuming news? And I think that is a really good temperature gauge for us. I know you have developed a tool to kind of help people with that, right? Because I got early access to a really, really new tool. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So it's called the News Health Checkup. And there are a few principles. The News Health Checkup was born out of the pour over and the principles that have kind of governed the pour over as it has grown into a larger news organization, and saying our mission and our hope with the pour over is to help people build a spiritually healthy relationship with the news. And we feel like if you consume your news from the pour over, you're getting that. It's politically neutral. We have writers and editors who vote differently and kind of both weigh in and say, yeah, I haven't been unfairly maligned here. And so like this, we try to reduce the importance of politics. It's brief. It takes 5 minutes to read and it's 3 times a week. So it's like inherently we're saying, hey, less is better. We challenge you to love your enemies and to remain humble and to take action. And say, hey, we shouldn't just consume and do nothing. But all that is like, we also don't pretend or even recommend that the pour over be someone's only news source. And so it's like how, when you are consuming news or having conversations about the news that is outside this kind of bubble of the pour over where we have implemented these boundaries, how do you engage? And how are you doing? And so that's the goal of the News Health Checkup is to just go in and say, hey, short quiz, take these questions and get a score on like how you're doing on these things. And really the goal is like get a baseline and then look and say, hey, where are areas that I'm doing really well and where are areas that I'm deficient? And what is it? The goal is to help people see what about their relationship with the news is causing anxiety and anger. And because there's a lot of like, one of the biggest things factors in your score is just how much time are you spending in the news versus how much time are you spending with God? There are other things of like, hey, am I going in with a very temporal now focus, or am I zooming out and thinking about this in light of eternity? Because things feel like huge deals when we're focused on today, and like the news is selling you the news, and they're always trying to make everything seem like a big deal. But when you zoom out and think, man, I am going to be alive in 10,000 years, and I'm going to be in heaven with Jesus and other believers. What's still going to matter at that point?
Yeah,
that should be our litmus test. And it's like, you know what? That makes politics or like the impeachment of a U.S. president, huge world news. When you think about like how many countries and how many leaders and how many, like you're going to go to heaven and people are going to ask like, oh, like when were you alive? You know? And like, what country did you live in? Oh, that didn't even exist when I did. And it's like, oh, like you don't know about the leader that I had this 1 year that like did whatever. And it's like, no, of course I don't. Like who? And so like shifting that perspective, we are citizens of heaven that happen to be here on earth. And that should come through in how much we care, how much energy we give to these things.
Hey, friends. I wanted to take a minute to share with you about one of our new partners, Five Lakes Coffee. For 20 years, Five Lakes has been helping people discover the magic of fresh roasted coffee. They craft roast in small batches, then ship direct so that you are getting the freshest and best tasting coffee. Five Lakes uses the highest quality specialty grade coffee beans from around the world. And let me tell you, we're kind of coffee snobs in my family, and their coffee has converted even my daughter, who is a barista. As a family-owned and family-friendly company, I love their mission. As believers, our family loves supporting other Christian companies, and one of the things I absolutely love about this company is that they believe in loving their neighbors, and they value being good stewards of what God has given them. My two favorites are the signature Five Lakes blend and Chris's blend, because for Chris's blend, they donate $1 per bag to Forgotten Children's Ministry in Honduras. And guess what? As a podcast listener, you get an exclusive 20% off your first order when you use the code Hearing Jesus. Head over to fivelakes.com and experience the joy of fresh roasted goodness today. Again, head to fivelakes.com and use code Hearing Jesus for 20% off your first order.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Yeah. Well, I will say it was eye-opening for me when I took it. I got a C, which I'm like an A student kind of girl. So I was like, what? I need to get better at this. But one of the things that I always find this tension, like I'm a mom of three kids. And so there's this one level of, you know what? I want to be aware. I want to pray about what's going on in the world. You know, one of my daughters, she's wanting to do a semester abroad, and I'm like worrying about what's going on in other parts of the world. But then I also am trying to reconcile that with the historic experience of God in my life. Is even when he has sent me into situations that were dangerous, or, you know, I wouldn't necessarily have gone into those situations ahead of time if I had known what was going to happen, you know, in on different mission trips and things like that, God's hand of protection has always been on me. And I've seen like results because I knew he sent me to a specific place for a specific reason to reach a specific people group or whatever it was. And so I'm trying to reconcile that with, no, the news doesn't really matter that much, because I need to be obedient to what God's calling me to do, and I need to act as if I wasn't afraid. But then the flip side of that is I can't be ignorant to what's going on. We have to walk with safety. And so I thought like doing the audit was really helpful to point out areas that I'm doing pretty good in, and then other areas where I need to improve in. So if you are okay with it, I thought it might be helpful to maybe go through some of those areas that you talk about on the quiz, just to kind of give people an overview of note to know what to expect, because I was surprised. I was really surprised. I thought I was going to get like a B maybe, but I got a C, and I was like, all right, I definitely have some work to do.
To be fair, and it's early, but a C is above average. We haven't honed in. And some of it is like, if we're grading on a curve, you're doing excellent. But I don't think we should grade on a curve, you know? Yeah. And it's like, no, there is some level of, yeah, we as a, and I get a C, also to be clear. Oh, I like my, yes. Yeah. I think my last score was like a 72, and that's up from a 65, and I created the thing. That I think is good, because I would say you do have a healthier, from the little that I know you, you have a healthier relationship and view of the world than a lot of people. But we don't think about this. We haven't been trained in this. There's not even like generational wisdom to handling the news, because 50 years ago, a news junkie was someone who read two newspapers, you know, or like someone who watched the entire nightly news an hour. And it's like, you didn't need to have boundaries with the news. You couldn't overconsume the news. Yeah. Like the idea that you could spend your whole day reading about a single, like, it's fundamentally changed. And so this is a new problem that, as Christians, we are a fresh generation that has to handle this. Think about news in Jesus's day. Jesus is a bad example because he's God, but like, we'll take Paul. Paul wouldn't, I mean, he would find out what was happening in another city at the speed of horseback based on a letter. Mm-hmm. Like, there could have been a revolt and he, like, 20 miles from him, and he's just not going to know about it. And now we know just details about what happened in Israel 5 minutes ago. And so like we're not built for that. And that's not useful all the time. And so we need to be discerning about how we consume the news. And it's useful to be informed, but let's remember why we're being informed. And the purpose, and what are we going to do about it? And so that's a lot of the motivation behind the checkup. But like you said, there are a few. We're really measuring you on your time, like a time on it, and then four principles. And the four principles are keeping an eternal perspective, loving enemies, specifically loving political enemies, which that just hits different. When you add political in there, it's like, of course I'm supposed to love my enemy. Jesus loved enemy. And then when it's like political enemy, I think of specific people and it's like,
full transparency. That was like my area, my opportunity for growth. We'll say it that way.
Yeah. Great way of putting it. Humility. And this was born out of saying what, like in personal interactions and in human, when we're talking with others, what are Christians and people really bad at when talking about the news? And a lot of it, we kind of distilled that down to, man, we are often not humble. Like, we dig our feet in really quick. We become really defensive. We're not open to correction. We're not open to hearing that we might be wrong. And then the last one is taking action. And again, saying this really should be the purpose of the news. Like, you consume the news to do something. And sometimes that's really obvious. Like, hey, I saw in the news that a hurricane's headed my way and I'm going to take certain preparations, which I'll say, you're probably going to hear about that even if you consume no news. Like, neighbors and people will take care of you and inform you. But then there are other times when the Holy Spirit just stirs you around something. Like, you read a story, you hear something, and it's like, man, I need to do something about this. Yeah. And there are great stories of like people making life changes to be like, I didn't know that this war was happening or this famine was happening, and I'm going to go do something. Sometimes it's something smaller and it's like, hey, I have like the season of life, my mission, my focus is raising kids or whatever. And I can't focus on a famine, but I'm going to send $5 or something. I'm going to do something. I'm going to stop and pray. That's useful. And then honestly, the most applicable thing when it comes to taking action is you're going to talk about the news with other people. Like, the news is what the world talks about. When you go into the office, people are talking about politics or the economy or the Taylor Swift album or whatever. And so to know what is happening and to have a posture of, okay, in these conversations, how can I reflect Christ? How can I look different? How can I be loving in a different way? How can I reflect peace in the midst of this chaos? And like, imagine in this election season, if in every political conversation, Christians were absorbing anger, reflecting peace, demonstrating a hope and a confidence in their eternal security. And like, what a difference that would make if we looked at these political and news conversations as ministry opportunities to show the love and confidence and hope of Christ.
Yeah, I love that so much. And especially when you give scripture at the end of each like little blurb about the news that you have, and then you have like this eternal perspective reminder, it is so helpful, because the temptation is to go straight to fear or straight to worry or straight to like, holy moly, we live in a fallen world. And then that reminder, like, dial it back, remember like why we're here or what our perspective is, and we can pray about this, and just that reminder, it is so helpful to me. And then also as I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking even just like last election cycle, and I'm sure you experienced this, I think a lot of people experienced this, there was so much division, even within the world of Christianity, even within the body of Christ, where it was like families started like not talking to each other because of stuff that was in the news cycle, and it caused such division. And yet we know that Christ longs for unity within the body of Christ. Like, we want to be unified. And so I think just finding that balance is so important, as we know, like, we can predict, because we saw it happen before, over the next couple months when things are going to get even crazier with the news. I think your resource is so helpful for helping us to kind of just hold in front of us that eternal perspective that's so, so important, so it doesn't cause division. You know, there was so many opportunities, I think, even in the last couple of years, one of the things my husband and I have talked about a lot is there was so many conversations where people were polarized, whether it was over the vaccine or the elections or just all sorts of different things or the lockdowns or whatever, that consumed so much of people's conversations. And I'm like, what would have happened if we were talking about the gospel that much, or we were talking about that through the lens of the gospel and how we can respond? Like, we got to this place where it was almost like the news became this place of honor almost over Christ in a lot of scenarios. And I myself have already, even before we started having this conversation, have like approached it with this perspective of, I don't want to fall into that again. I don't want to fall into that in my conversations and my thought life. And so I think the resource that you have developed is so helpful for believers. And like you said, not that it's going to be the only resource, but just that eternal perspective reminder has been so helpful, I think. So thank you even just for producing something that we can kind of lean on in the next couple of months, especially.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And that really, like I said, that really is a core hope and mission of the Pour Over, is to say, you know, if like, what does an ideal spirit, like spiritually, what does an ideal relationship with the news look like? And it's so tempting to elevate these issues over relationships with people.
Yeah.
And it's become a, like a point of pride and virtue to cut people out of your life, or to say like, I'm like, that's so evil. Yeah. I'm not even going to be with them. And it's like, that is not what Jesus modeled. That is not what Jesus calls us to. You know, like, Jesus hung out with prostitutes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the statement today would be, I don't want to be confused as someone who's endorsing prostitution, you know, so I'm going to avoid them. It's like, Jesus wasn't worried about that. He just showed up and he loved the prostitute.
Yeah.
And so if you are, and obviously, like, we should have convictions, and there is right and wrong. And sometimes those things, like in the news, there are right and wrong opinions on things in the news. That's totally true. But if you're consuming the news, like this happens, is, I'll take an example. I live in Iowa, and there's been there are people and relationships that I have watched be fractured over policies in other states and stances that governors of other states have taken. And it's like, so this does not impact us directly. We have no vote in who this person is. And because we as in the church are disagreeing over things that we can't do anything about, we're going to stop loving one another and act like it's in a way that we're honoring Christ and glorifying God to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't know exactly where, but I know somewhere along that path, we got it wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And if the end result is you're not talking with your sibling or your parent or your child or your friend, you got it wrong, you know?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to love your enemy. That is your enemy at that point, and you're called to love them. And that's hard to hear.
Yeah. And, you know, even within the body of Christ, not only has the enemy used like theological differences to divide us within the body of Christ, now we're going to use the news cycle too. I mean, it's gotten to a place where I think, you know, at my heart, I spent a lot of years as an outreach pastor. And so I rub shoulders with a lot of people that looked different and acted different than what you would see inside typically in the church. And I remember just having these conversations because anti-trafficking is one of the ministries that I've been involved in for a long time. And locally, what that looks like, globally, it looks like one thing, but locally, what that looks like is ministry to women that work in strip clubs. And I remember when we first started that ministry, I lost some relationships over it because it was like, how dare you set foot into that den of iniquity? And I'm like, okay, but these people are not believers. And how are we going to reach them unless we go where they are? And they are broken and hurting and lost. And the reason why Jesus was so attractive was because of the way he loved people where they were at. And of course, you know, we don't want them to stay that way, but the intention is going and loving them. And a friend of mine used to say, he was a fisherman. He used to say, you know, when you catch a fish, you have to catch them before you clean them. Like, you can't just start off by cleaning them. You have to catch them first. And I just think about that when it comes to some of this kind of stuff. It's kind of healthy, I think, in some ways for us to be around people that have a difference in opinion than us, because it pushes us to learn more about why we hold the opinions that we have and to be more educated. But it's when we get to that point of tension where we are willing to lose a relationship over something in the news cycle that, like you said, has nothing to do with us. It's like, okay, we lost it somewhere. So I appreciate that challenge so much. You know, a couple things. I want to let listeners know how they can engage with you. So can you share how they can, we're going to put the links in the show notes and all that, but how can they find and get a hold of Pour Over, and how can they subscribe? And then also, would you pray for our listeners? Because I think there's a lot of people that really struggle with this. And so I want to close out with prayer just to encourage them that even if they get a C, there's room for improvement. And it's so eye-opening and convicting to help us understand that we can walk this tension in a healthier way.
Yeah. Well, and to be clear, even if you get a low F, it is a baseline, and the goal is to say, hey, here's how you improve, you know, and hopefully the low F is not a surprise. It's like, yeah, I deserve an F. I am anxious and angry about the news all the time. Of course I got an F, you know? You can, so thepourover.org, it's also turned into a podcast 3 times a week. If you search The Pour Over Today, on podcasts, and then newshealth.co. Right now it isn't released, but you can put in your email and, you'll get the News Health checkup when it is, fully released. And I'd love to pray.
Thanks.
Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for Rachel and her audience. And Lord, I just pray, as we head deeper into 2024, that you would be with Christians in America, and that you would challenge and convict your followers to represent you well, love you well, see politics and conversations about politics as opportunities to love enemies and reflect hope and peace. And Lord, that in those conversations, when there's anger, that it would stop with those conversations, that Christians would be absorbing, not reflecting the anger, and that we could be a visible difference and make a tangible difference in the atmosphere and rhetoric of this time. And Lord, we just pray that you would enable us to do that. That is an impossible task and requires your hand. And Lord, we pray that you would get all the glory when you move. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, for questions, everybody can check out the links in the show notes, and we will link everything so they can find you easily. Thanks for joining us today, Jason.
Thanks so much.
Hey, friends.
If this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you in your walk with God, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page where I share inspirational tips, bonus content, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Know that you are so loved. Keep going.